take me out to the black and tell them I ain't coming back. Burn the land and boil the sea, because you can't take the sky from me. Ballad of Serenity, Firefly. Well, no one gets up and drives to the same place for 3 decades, interfacing with the same people year after year, without soon waking up and realizing that they have become as close as flesh and blood family members. Well, you know, that became the reality in my mind and heart after less than a year at the John F. Kennedy Space Center, and it only deepened in the 30 years I was privileged and blessed to occupy several positions there. I've long considered this in the underlying reason and the tone and the message of this book. Each morning at my desk, writing this over a period of 3 years, I've kept this one idea at the top of the stack. I would never sell out my family for a buck on the writing and speaking circuit. Never. However, just like any other family, NASA occasionally needs the adult in the room with the deep respect to stand up and open some corrupted wounds so they can heal, and then to correct the family course that is invariably headed out over the rails to disaster and heartache and historic loss of credibility in an agency that has fully earned its historic world-class reputation over more than half a century. Yet, while the perspective I bring to this work is from one as a NASA family member, this book is written specifically to a much larger human space exploration family that is rapidly expanding quite broadly outside the NASA family walls. Book 1, Warning and Promise, has a key audience. Number 1, those of you who are going to depart Earth forever to permanently colonize Mars and our moon. And, oh yes, you do know who you are. And number 2, those of you who are not getting on one of those one-way outbound ships for deep space, but nonetheless you're quite fascinated in following in detail the epically historic migration of humanity as a multiplanetary species to another world. As someone who has lived inside it for decades and has intimate inside knowledge about the NASA sausage-making factory, well, I'm morally obligated to tell this story, so that those of you who are finally going to harvest the incredible work and accomplishments of NASA will have all the tools to make it in one piece to those distant worlds. Thus, these pages were carefully mapped, extensively researched, and a coherent strategy was laid out before the first words were written. In the big picture of your life, future Mars colonist, you definitely need this detailed, expanded picture from an inside view of where we are today and what's about to blow up in our faces and what can be done to fix it all before you climb on the interplanetary ship on its way out to deep space and a new world. You can trust me on one thing. We are going. There is literally nothing that can stop us now. Unfortunately, the sketchy course on which we are embarking is truly in monumentally desperate need of fixing in everybody's rocket factories. And that's what this work is all about. You know, it would be just great if we could for once skip the knuckle-dragging body bag phase on our one-way trip outbound. It is true that all exploration has its inevitable risks, but it is not true that it is ethically and humanely acceptable to deliberately engineer in the risks that will always injure and ultimately claim the lives of some fraction of its crews. We don't have to go there this time around, regardless of our repetitively tedious exploration history. If the human community has evolved even just a little, we can still stop the awful inertia dragging us out into unprotected space and fix the damn problems before the clock ticks down to zero. If we are capable as a species to stop and correct our course, then very soon after we do, we shall depart Earth forever to successfully conquer space all the way to the end of the solar system and beyond, because that has always been our destiny.